Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jody. May I please have the zip code on the account you've called in about today?
12307.
Thank you. Your first and last name, please.
Dave Mohabir.
All right. Thank you. And while I locate this account, may I ask the reason for your call today?
Yes. They said I won a Dyson vacuum. All I had to pay was shipping. So when I use my credit card, it keep popping up saying insufficient funds.
Okay. Now, I don't provide customer support for those items that are offered or won. In participation with that sweepstakes offering, it also requires your acknowledgement that you are enrolling in a meal planning app, and that's what I provide support for. So that meal planning app is, well, it ranges from anywhere between $49.89 up to $79, so somewhere between there, according to the one you select. But I don't handle the shipping and handling of that prize.
Well, something is wrong, because if they say my credit card is insufficient funds, mm-hmm. I call my credit card company and they say no. I have more than enough money in it, over $4,000. So what's going on with whoever is doing the handling of my credit card? Something is wrong from their side. So could I get their number then? So call them to verify it.
Okay. If you will hang on. Let me, if you don't mind, spell your last name for me, please.
M-A-H-A-B-E-R.
M-A-H-A-B-E-R. All right. I didn't locate an account. So you would follow through with the emails that are in that. There should be a phone number in the email, but this is for a meal planning app. It's not for the prizes that are offered.
Oh, boy. That means they're going to take my information now and sell it out, right?
I'm not aware of that practice. No, sir. It doesn't look like your account was charged. I'm not even seeing an attempt. So you may want to call your card company and ask them why the charge is not going through, but I'm not seeing it on my end.
Okay, I think this may be a scam, because you guys want me to use 3-4 different credit cards. Then you're going to bill it to a different company. So thank you for your advice. I will call Consumer Affairs. I'll report this. Thanks again. Have a blessed day.
And thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.